Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome to Nightlight. Hello, showbiz fans. Great to have you with me on this Good Friday edition of Nightlight. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy end of the week. Happy Easter weekend, whatever you celebrate. It is great to have you here as we discuss a lot of fun stuff tonight. We've got, we'll talk about the weekend, see what everybody's plans are. I need to know what Conrad's doing this weekend. He did not ask for permission yet.
Basketball.
Basketball. Okay. I'm going to watch the basketball too. I did not get to watch a lot last weekend, so I am planning on not doing much of anything this weekend. But yeah, we'll talk hoops. We'll keep you posted on what's happening in the Marquette game. Although if you really care, you'd probably be watching it and you really don't need to hear that from us, but I want to know. So we'll keep you informed anyway. We're going to talk paranormal activity tonight with a paranormal investigator. And he also happens to be the Mino and the Mayor morning show host here at WGBW and WISS, Todd Michaels Daring. That will be fun. Todd has been on the show before, and we kind of ran out of time. So I have him booked until midnight tonight. I hope that's okay with him.
I think he's fine with that. I
think he's got plans. Come on, Todd. Yeah, we'll talk to Todd. He has a show on Amazon Prime called Haunted State. And I want to ask him about a few of those episodes. I've seen a couple of them. I watched one today. We'll discuss some famous haunted places in Wisconsin, Summerwind, the National Railroad Museum, the Pfister Hotel. It'll be fun to talk with Todd. Todd's kind of fun to talk to anyway. He's an all-around swell guy. That's been determined. That's fact, folks. You might not believe in ghosts, but the fact that Todd is an all-around swell guy, fact. It's a known fact, as people say. I love people that say that. It's a known fact. Okay. And then in the second hour, this is exciting too. Very exciting. Wendy Schneider will be here. She's a director who made a film called Angels of Dirt. And it's about girls and dirt bike racing. And we are going to talk to Wendy about her film. It premieres next Friday night, a week from tonight, at the Barrymore Theater at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Wendy is like she's a force. She's a protosorial force. And a directorial force. She made a film a few years ago called The Smart Studios, which was about, well, how the Smart Studios came to be. Butch Vig, Steve Marker, they launched their studio in Madison and ended up producing albums for Nirvana and Smashing Pumpkins and like Soundgarden and Garbage, and really cool film. And friend of the show, Nightlight bestie Frank Anderson was in that documentary. He is one of Butch's musicians and part of, I think, several of Butch Vig's bands, the Know-It-All Boyfriends. Anyway, that is the film that first introduced me to Wendy, and I was like, she is just an excellent filmmaker. Tonight, she's got a new effort, Angels of Dirt, and we will discuss that with her. I cannot wait to see that. I think it's going to coincide, or it's going to conflict with my show, which I will be doing in Madison next Friday night, but at some point, I'll have to check out the film in its entirety because I've only seen the trailer. And anyway, Wendy's great. She's a fun interview. She's a really and an excellent music producer too. So she's got it all. So those are two top-notch guests tonight on Nightlight. We are going to talk a little bit about Easter. Conrad, are you ready to take some texts?
Yeah, I think so. I think.
Oh, you can't fake it.
I'm just kidding.
Like
of course. I'm always ready.
Did we wake you? We never. Hey, can you write? What is tonight's question about? Okay. Question.
Yeah.
What is the worst place to have an Easter egg hunt? And all right. So I have a story. What got me to this question is a little disturbing. But that is tonight's question. And you know what? I'll wait a couple minutes to tell the story. If people want to share a horrible location for an Easter egg hunt before they hear my story, you can do that with us. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842-855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what you think is the worst place.
See, I think a terrible place would be a cemetery.
Oh, I like that. That's perfect for Todd tonight. We should ask him about that.
An Easter egg hunt in the cemetery.
I love that.
Would you possess there? I don't know.
Yeah.
If you do it at night, I think that would make it 100 times
absolutely.
Worse.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. There's some obvious places you don't want to. Yeah. We had one when my kids were young and we were still living in Los Angeles. We had one at our church parish in the parking lot. And it was like just like the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It was like eggs just out on pavement. It's like, that's not a hunt. It's just like a free-for-all to see who can run and get as many in their basket as they can. Kids are scraping their knees, falling over. It was just, and it was hot. The pavement was terrible. So there you go. So, but we want to hear from you. Last night we asked you about streaking. And tonight we're asking you about where you think the worst place to have an Easter egg hunt would be. And maybe if you can marry those two topics together, as I'm about to, that would be great. It is weird. I know a lot of our listeners probably celebrate Easter. It's kind of one of my, I have great memories. I had 16 years of Catholic schooling. And Easter was always a fun one to celebrate. Loved the idea of spring and candy, the Easter bunny. And when I was a kid, we would adhere to the no meat on Fridays. When I got older, I just thought that was silly. And now I eat whatever I want on Fridays. And I don't really pay that much attention to that. But those of you who do, that's fine. I do have ways of depriving myself of other things, like when it comes to fasting and stuff like that. I just don't like that one. I heard the story about the Pope's family being in the fishing business, and that's why you're supposed to eat fish. I can't confirm or deny that, but I do remember when I was in grade school, a friend of mine said his mom was in the middle of making a chicken. The chicken was almost done, and she remembered it was a Friday during Lent and tossed the chicken out.
Wow.
That's more sinful than eating a chicken on a Friday. And I remember thinking that. I was like 14 or 13 years old. I was like, oh, that's awful. Like, we, you know, in Catholic grade school, we watched the films of all the kids starving. I'm like, that's the worst thing in the world. So I don't judge anybody for how they choose to celebrate. I just don't like that one. And that part of that stuck with me. And that's part of the reason I just think it's silly. But again, if you choose to do that, that's great. And I probably do stuff that other people think is silly. We all do our own thing. That's fine. No judgment here on Nightlight. And I want to emphasize no judgment here on Nightlight because the story I'm about to tell you is not my finest moment. So Conrad got the thumbnail of this before the show. There's a great comedian named Rich Jenny, and I don't want to drag him into this either. You know what? I just did. Rich was a great guy, and I'm not even, you know what, Conrad, I can't tell this story. I'm going to tell a different story.
Okay.
Should I tell a different story?
Yeah.
Because I have another bad Easter story, too.
Tell them all. Or, well,
no, I can't. I already mentioned Rich's name, so I don't want to tell that one.
Yeah, don't tell the first one.
Because it's like, it's not even a terrible thing. He's just no longer with us, and he was a great guy. And so one time, okay, this goes back to my stand-up days. I was working with this headliner. I was like 24. When I started, there was a stand-up comedy boom. I started working before I was even probably qualified to work. And I ended up in Tampa with this big time headliner. And I was nervous. You know, I've been doing stand up like 2 or 3 years, but this was my first, one of the first big names I had worked with. So the guy took a liking to me, takes me out to breakfast Sunday morning, Easter Sunday. We go out and have brunch. He springs. You know, I got no money. I barely got down there in my crappy car to Tampa, Florida. And we go out to brunch. And it was great. And I'm nervous, you know, but we're talking, we're bonding. It's great. I help him write a couple jokes, whatever. On the way back, he wants to go to a strip club. And I look at the guy and I go, you know, look, I'm whatever. I don't want to judge you, but it's Easter Sunday. I'm not a prude, but I'd like to avoid a strip club on Easter Sunday if at all possible. Christmas and Easter, those are the 2 days where I draw a line in the sand. I don't want to go to a strip club. And he just laughs at my joke. And 30 seconds later goes, so are we going? And he's driving. It's a hostage situation. So whatever. I'm like, sure, I'll just blend in the back and put my time in. And, you know, this guy told me to help me get on TV. Sure, let's go to the strip club. So we go in the door. The first person I see at this strip club in Florida is wearing a Marinette County Fair t-shirt. And my initial reaction was like, hey, Marinette County. And she's like, I go, I'm from there. And she goes, oh, me too. And we start talking. And then we immediately realize where we are. And like on cue, both of us just shut up and wanted no more information about the other person. So that was my Easter Sunday in what was probably, we were probably there a half hour. I'm sitting by the stage. It was horrible. It's a famous strip club. Like you'd see sports teams in there sometimes. And there was like three guys in there. The DJ was, there was like a minute between songs, like nothing with the girls obviously didn't want to be there. And there was a moment where I was sitting at the stage with three other pathetic guys like me, and there's no music. The girls are waiting for the music. And I just said, Happy Easter, everyone. And it was the most awkward moment. And then we got out of there, whatever. But, and then the joke I made was, turns out they had one heck of an Easter egg hunt. So that leads us to our question. What is the worst place ever to have an Easter egg hunt? I forgot to put the word hunt on there. It says, so our question was, what is the worst place to have an Easter egg? Nobody really eats Easter eggs anyway. So what is the worst place ever that you can think of to have an Easter egg hunt? Let us know. 855-752-4842. It's Easter weekend, folks. You have stuff planned? Let us know. I love when you guys interact with me throughout the course of the show. And don't judge me. I love both of those things. When we come back, Conrad will tell you how to watch on the stream. I guess the contest is over. We don't have to plug it anymore, do we?
Oh, yeah. I just realized it's the 29th.
It's the 29th. Yeah, this morning was the last day. So,
well, if you won, I would like to go on the Lazy River.
Let's do it. We'll bike to the Chula Vista.
With our blender.
We'll stop off for an Easter egg hunt. Yeah, we'll carry our blender. Todd Michaels is going to be here. He goes by Todd Michaels Daring, right?
Yeah.
Outside of the radio game?
Yeah.
Okay, Todd Michaels Daring will be here at 7:35. He's so much fun to talk to about paranormal stuff that's coming up. But first, we have some fun clips. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Welcome back. You got Nightlight on a Friday night. It's Easter weekend. Spring is in the air, folks. There's NCAA basketball being played. Some really cool movies opening up at the box office. There is a lot going on tonight, and we're trying to talk about it all. We're going to talk about paranormal activity in a little bit with Todd Michaels Daring. He's going to join us. He's also the producer of the highly successful Mino and the Mayor morning show here on WGBW and WISS every morning from... It's 6 to 9 right now, right, Conrad? Did they go to 3 hours? Yeah.
Yeah, they went to 3 hours a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Mino was flying solo this week.
Yep.
Right when they go to 3 hours, Jim takes a vacation.
And you were on the show this week as well.
Was that this week?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday,
I believe.
That's right. Wow, it's a long week. I was on the Devil's Day with Crew. That was fun. And I'm on Don Rosen's show on Monday morning. If you guys are listening, if you're in the Racine area, Don Rosen is such a great radio guy. He's been on this show before. He's the one that went to grade school with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And Don will be on the show probably in a couple weeks, but I'll be on his show Monday morning. I'll have to set my alarm and get up bright and early because Don is an early riser. So I don't know what to do. I had you point. I saw this Rotten Tomatoes. I feel bad for saying Rich Jenny's name now. Here in my Rich Jenny story, it was not even that big a deal. I ruined his chair. I put a wet towel on like some Italian leather. It was like a $6,000 chair. We went swimming and I'm just this yokel. I got like Goodwill furniture. I'm 23. And it's not really insulting to. I just don't like talking about people after they're gone. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, and I'll ask Todd about that. Maybe he can talk me through that. But we got some texts here. Aunt Carla is checking in, and she says, stuck in Orlando, so I have a chance to listen for a little bit. Conrad, do you remember the Easter egg hunts at Grandma's? Worst place would be a chicken farm. Oh, that's a good one.
What's the real egg? What's the...
Well, I guess none of the eggs are colored, so you don't know what's going on. It just sounds like chaos. Your grandma had a farm, Conrad?
No. But we did do Easter egg hunts in the front yard and the backyard, so...
That sounds like really American to have a grandma that has a farm. Oh, a chicken farm. Worst place would be a chicken farm. I got my... Okay, and then Steve. Conrad's dad checking in. Worst place in Florida is at around a pond and a swamp filled with alligators.
Yeah, I think that...
Go ahead, kids. Round them up. Yeah, sure. Industrial waste site would be bad. I don't know. Those weren't big when I was a kid. I mean, you grew up in Chicago. There's really no... You can hide them in your own yard, but...
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of places to go there. So, okay, so it was Vince Vaughn's birthday this week. And we had some clips yesterday. And the more I thought about it, I thought, God, we were talking about it yesterday, and the clips we had were great, but I'm like, we have to have a Swingers clip.
Yeah.
If we're talking about Vince Vaughn. So this is a clip from the film Swingers, and I sent you a couple, right?
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite clips. And this is Mike, played by Jon Favreau, who just got a girl's phone number. He's going through a bad breakup. Vince Vaughn's his wingman. He gets him out there. Mike, played by Jon Favreau, gets a girl's phone number. And his friends are telling him, you have to wait 2 days. You cannot call someone right after you get their number. That makes you sound desperate. You have to wait at least 2 days. Well, Mike gets back to his apartment. It's lonely. And he does the unthinkable and calls her. And this is what happens.
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
Hi, Nikki, this is Mike. I met you at the Dresden tonight. I just called to say that I had a great time, and you should call me tomorrow or in two days, whatever. Anyway, my number is 213-555-4679.
Hi,
Nikki, this is Mike again. I just called because it sounded like your machine might have cut me off before I finished leaving my number. Anyway, sorry to call so late, but you were still at the Dresden when I left, so I knew I'd get your machine. Anyhow, my number is 21... (213) 555-4679. That's it. Just want to leave my number. I didn't want to think I was weird or desperate. We should just hang out and see where it goes because it's nice and, you know, no expectations. So, okay? Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Just got out of a 6-year relationship, okay? That should help explain why I'm acting so weird. I just wanted you to know that it's not you, it's me. I'm sorry. This is Mike.
Ah, so great. And then he ends up calling her back again. And he's saying this isn't working out. He's basically breaking up with her on the first night he met her. Being a total spaz, she finally picks up the phone and he's like, oh, hey, great. And she's like, don't ever call me again. Oh, man. Just a classic. I love Swingers. It's one of my all-time favorites. So what else do we have? Do we get the Some Like It Hot clip?
So we got a couple Vince Vaughn clips.
Okay.
We got a clip from the breakup, the internship. And one more Swingers clip.
Okay, so we have the, we don't have the Some Like It Hot.
No.
Okay. What happened? Was that a bad, link or something?
So,
oh, sorry. I have to go into it over. You took a powder.
I'm trying to think about some like it hot. I don't.
All right, we don't have to go there. What do we have time for another swingers clip?
Yeah, there's one we could do.
Here's the one. This is like they're convincing Mike he's got to go get this girl's phone number. This is Vince Vaughn and his buddy. It was Vince Vaughn's birthday this week. That's why we're focusing on Vince Vaughn. So let's roll that one.
See, baby, it's not that hard.
8-1-8. 3-1-0.
Nice.
So how long do I wait to call?
About a day.
Tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Tomorrow, then a day.
Yeah. So 2 days.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Definitely.
2 days. 2 days is like industry standard. No, I used to wait 2 days to call anybody, but now it's like everyone in town waits 2 days. So I think 3 days is kind of money. What do you think?
Yeah, well, but 2's enough not to look anxious.
Yeah, 2's enough not to look anxious, but I think 3 days is kind of money.
Yeah,
you know?
But you know what?
Maybe I'll wait 3 weeks. How's that? And tell her I was cleaning out my wallet and I just happened to run into her number.
Then ask her where you met her.
Yeah, let's go where I met her. I don't remember. What does she look like? And then I'll ask if we... Would that be the money?
You know what? Ha ha ha, Mike. Laugh all you want. But if you call too soon, you might scare off a nice baby who's ready to party.
Well, how long are you guys going to wait to call your babies?
Six days.
That's Vince Vaughn. Who shares my birthday? As does Julia Stiles and Lady Gaga. Who's got your birthday again, Connor? We talked about this yesterday.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr, yeah, that's a good one. So coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk haunted houses, haunted railroad museums. There's a TV show on Amazon Prime you can check out that celebrates paranormal activity and the investigators who seek answers. And one of them is with us, Todd Michaels Daring. He's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. So great to have you with me on this Friday edition of Nightlight of Easter weekend, holiday weekend. Hope you're kicking back, having a great night. And those of you who are listening, great to have you. Those of you who are not listening, you really should be. Okay, so this is exciting because the last time I had this next guest on the show, we ran out of time, or at least I did. Maybe he couldn't wait to get off the show. I don't know. We'll ask him about that. But he is a paranormal investigator, which I find fascinating. I don't know where I stand on ghosts and spirits and all that kind of stuff. I tend to believe in them. But I don't know, like the term haunted kind of clouds it for me because I don't know if I should be scared of them or what. So here to help us now kind of decipher this and help me find a path toward the paranormal and how I feel about it is paranormal investigator Todd Michaels Daring. Hey, Todd.
Hey, it's the Schwab man. How was your birthday, buddy?
Oh, it was great. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you do anything? I mean, I know you had the show.
We did. Yeah. It was fun. I wasn't really going to say anything. I'm not a birthday guy that like, but Conrad did something with, he played, yeah. It was dogs barking. Happy birthday. He knows I hate dogs barking. I find it unsettling. And so the cat was out of the bag. And then all I did was talk about my birthday for two hours. So I went from one extreme to the other. It was fun.
I don't know that there's anything worse than somebody talking about their birthday. Like I don't talk about mine. And when when people are really into their own birthday, they're like, oh, it's my birthday month. It's like, get out of here. You know,
my birthday month. Right.
Yeah.
It's weird because I don't do the Facebook thing either. I didn't for years. I found it overwhelming and I didn't want to be on the hook. You know, when you first joined Facebook and you think everything you're doing is being tracked and I didn't put my birthday on there. I didn't want the responsibility of wishing other people a happy birthday. So I didn't for years. Somehow yesterday, I think a couple people said happy birthday and then it was like the floodgates open and a whole bunch of people wished me happy birthday. And I have to say, it felt great. So yeah. I'm in now. You know, I've had 12 years to figure Facebook out. I know they're not coming after me. So I'm in the birthday brigade as of now. So yeah, it was really fun.
Cool.
How are you doing? Tell us what's going on with Mino and the Mayor, your awesome morning show that you produce here at WGBW. And those guys are really fun.
Well, Jim's been off all week. You know, he went to Riviera Maya or something like that in Mexico.
Wow.
So he and his wife went down there, and we hadn't heard from him all week, and we were a little worried about him. And then we found out today that apparently he lost his phone, so they had to get a whole new phone for him.
Oh man!
And but we did get pictures from the trip, and one of the pictures, and I'm going to share it on the show on Monday.
Okay.
Is of the former mayor Jim Schmidt getting a pedicure. And having a little, you know, when you put your feet in with the fish and the guppies eat at your feet, your feet and stuff like that.
I did not know about that. No, I'll take your word for it.
So here's a guy that ran Green Bay for 16 years. Here's a guy that I work for, who I have a ton of respect for, with his pants rolled up and his feet in a tank with fish eating the dead skin off the bottom of his feet.
That does not sound relaxing on any level to me.
I will tell you that, like, before he went, he was actually really, really geeked out about it. He really wanted to have this done. And I can't wait to share the photos, because it's
wow.
I'll never let him live it down, ever.
What I would be worried, like, there was an accidental piranha in there or something. And then I just put my foot up and it's just bone, you know.
Listen, if he comes back and he's got some weird fish disease, we'll be looking for a new morning show host.
Listen, you got co-hosts lined up around the block to work with Mino, I'm sure. So,
oh, absolutely.
You know, they're such a pair too. I always think of, like, the two of them doing stuff together. Like, they went to the Christmas party together, they're on the air together. I feel like Mino should be with them on vacation.
It's a weird relationship, because they really do like, well, they like each other, but they're so different. Mino is a saltine cracker and peanut butter guy, where the mayor would rather have caviar, I think, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, that's why they're so successful, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So, Todd, last time you were here, it was really fun. I love this stuff. And I have another guest I probably told you about last time, Frank Anderson, who runs a site called Wisconsinology. He's got some great haunted and some great ghost stories. He debunks everything. He's just not even, he's like, no, everything can be explained. And right. But to me, that's not as fun as going, well, maybe it can't be, you know, maybe there is something out there. You've investigated this stuff. I think you've called yourself a skeptic in the past, and that's why you do this.
Right.
So where are you at now with the stuff you found out? How do you describe yourself as it pertains to the paranormal?
I'm a skeptic first, and an interested believer once I finally get to the point where I'm like, well, I can't explain this away. Right. I try to find all the reasons why it's something else. I want to find out that it's the air conditioning kicking in and you're hearing things, or it's making the curtains move. I want to figure out that it's some stray electrical current in your house that's making the hair on the back of your neck go up, or whatever. Like, right. I would love to find that stuff, because then we can say, okay, we can stop investigating here and we can move on.
Right.
But what's really difficult for me is when something happens that I just can't explain. When you're standing in a room, not necessarily by yourself, but with other people kind of spread out, and all of a sudden, right in front of you, your ears hear two people talking that aren't there. Like, how do you possibly explain that away? Could it be something else? Could it be noise from out on the street? Sure, let's go check that out. Could somebody be living upstairs and you picked up on some conversation up there? Absolutely. But if you find those things, you're like, okay, we can push that aside. That's nothing. But
right.
When it happens to you and you're like, oh my God, what was that? That's when I have to go, listen, at one point in our history as humans, we thought the earth was flat. And then at some point we realized, hey, most of us realize, except for those who still believe it's flat, that it's round, right? And then that the earth revolves around the sun. There's always stuff that we just don't know right now, but we're going to figure out down the road. Eventually we'll find a cure for cancer. Eventually we're going to understand life a little bit better than we do now. So that's how I look at it.
That is, that's very well said. Listeners, if you have a ghost story or a paranormal story, feel free to share that as well. As you know, you can always take part in the show. I love when you do. Todd also has, my guest is Todd Michaels Daring, by the way. He is a paranormal investigator and the Mino and the Mayor morning show producer here at WGBW. He also has a show on Amazon Prime called Haunted State. Todd, these are all spots in Wisconsin you guys investigated. Where do you think Wisconsin ranks in terms of hauntedness, like with other states? We seem to have a lot of stories here.
We do. And I think it depends on who you talk to. There have been people that say that Wisconsin's one of the most haunted states. I think a lot of it depends on how old the statehood is, what all happened there as far as battleground. I mean, you talk about a place like Gettysburg. I mean, I think someone like you would probably really enjoy that. I've never been.
Me either.
But I do a podcast with Sandy Jean, and she's been to Gettysburg many times, and the stuff she comes back with is just mind-blowing. It's almost like you could go there and just have experiences because you're there. So I think it depends. Wisconsin, we have a lot of activity in Wisconsin, and I think it's based around the history that we have here, the settlers we had here, the natives who lived here before the French and stuff came. It's a good place to investigate if you're into this kind of stuff. You're going to find stuff.
How did you guys decide? I think there are 8 episodes on Prime. I've seen 2 of them so far. I watched one today, the one where you were in the winery, which... You guys got
which winery? The Door County?
Yeah, Door County. Yep. It started in a school, and then you're in a winery in the basement, and you actually picked up words.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I'm like, you've told me before, like, there's electromagnetic currents and everything, and you can pick that up with a camera, like little shadows. How are you getting words? Like, how did that happen?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. First of all, it could be an audible word. Like when I said that I'm standing there and there's a conversation right in front of us. That is a disembodied voice. That's a disembodied communication. Another way is when you're using a MP3 recorder or a digital recorder and you're recording and maybe you're asking questions. Is anyone here with us? Would you like to tell us something, whatever? And you get a voice on the recording that you didn't hear with your ears. That's known as an EVP, electronic voice phenomena is what that stands for.
Huh.
And then there is a third way, and that's with something called a spirit box, which I have like right here in front of me.
Oh, no way.
It's literally a radio that scans either AM or FM, in some cases, both frequencies. And there is a thought process that says you can use this device to scan the frequencies, and it's possible that spirits or energy can actually use the technology to have stuff come through. So I've had all 3 ways of communication, disembodied voice, EVP, and also using the spirit box.
So in that spirit box, when we heard that kind of static, what is that we're hearing, Todd?
So we right now on some radios, we're on an FM frequency. This is scanning FM frequencies as fast as you heard it kind of going. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. That's how fast it's scanning the frequencies.
Okay.
And it can go forward or backward. And sometimes you literally pick up Pete Schwabba saying, "You're listening to Nightlight," right? And so that's just the radio. It's, oh my God, Pete Schwabba's dead. But sometimes... And I just did a session about 2 weeks ago in the studio on my podcast, trying to contact my parents. And one of the questions I said is, we said, "Dad, are you with us?" Because my father passed away about 1.5 years ago. And it said, "I'm downstairs." All right. What now that's 3 syllables. I'm downstairs. That would have to come across 3 different frequencies. And here's the odd thing, Pete. My studio that I'm in right now is in the basement. I'm downstairs right now.
Whoa.
So it could just be a radio signal, but when you get consistent responses that make sense, then again, you have to go, yeah, it could be a radio signal, but why would it say my name over and over and over? And I've had that happen. Can you please say my name, Todd? Right. Or somebody else on. And in that case, you were talking about the winery. We were getting a color. They were talking about Zinfandel. I mean, I think they were talking about some of the wines we were looking at that point. So yeah, you can throw some of it out, but if it seems like it's a response to your question, it's very difficult to just say that's nothing. Then you start going, maybe there's something here. And if you've got other equipment, like I've got, this is a K2 meter. This measures electromagnetic fields. As you see it light up there, this thing will pick up stray electricity from your breaker box, if there is old wiring, possibly a microwave oven might give some off. But if you're in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a room, and there's nothing around it to make it go off, and all of a sudden it starts going off as you're asking questions, and you're getting responses on the spirit box, it's tough to kind of throw that stuff completely away. You have to at least go, this is interesting, let's continue this line of investigation.
It's so strange too, Todd, because in the episode I was watching today, you're right. And then one of the girls talked about the color purple and her mom's connection to the color purple. And then you have, when you pick up something, you could say, all right, well, that's an FM frequency we picked up. But when it pertains to the conversation you're having at that moment, that's what's so strange to me.
And here's the interesting part of that. When that happened, when we were filming, only the director and producer of the movie understood that word. That wasn't really meant for me. That wasn't meant for the other member who was investigating. They heard that and went, oh my gosh, we have to go in this direction. Did you see the part where they're sitting by an old school desk?
Yeah, I saw the whole episode.
And the flashlight actually rolls across the desk.
That was crazy.
I was standing right there, and I have to tell you that blew my mind.
It blew my mind watching it. My wife was watching it with me. We're like, wait a minute. She's like, how could they have done? I don't know. We'll get into that. I have so many more questions for you, Todd.
Right.
So I appreciate your time tonight very much. My guest is Todd Michaels, daring paranormal investigator, producer of the Mino and the Mayor in the Morning show. That's a lot of alliteration. We got to do something about that. All right. Todd's here. We're coming right back with more paranormal talk. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Marquette is getting crushed in the NCAA tournament. I don't know if that's a haunted story, but got some fun text coming in. So you're, like I said, folks, you're welcome to weigh in on anything we talk about on Nightlight, as you know. But tonight we are talking about, or at least at this time, we are talking about the paranormal. And Aunt Carla said there is an inn in Baraboo. Conrad, what's that called again?
The Old Baraboo Inn.
Old Baraboo Inn, there it is. Haunted and has had TV shows. There's also, supposedly, Todd, a story about a guy on a highway in Baraboo. And you've got some fans chiming in on the stream. Sandy Jean says, Todd, Todd, Todd.
Which, listen, all the Sandys in the world always say, Todd, Todd, Todd. So that's nothing new.
That's a lot of Sandys and a lot of Todds. Vicky Hackbarth says, so interesting. Double exclamation points. You hear that, buddy? And Neil Menke just put a ghost emoji, which I've never seen before. Thank you, Neil. That's great. I like all these. And Sandy, you got a laugh from Sandy. So I've watched two episodes. Todd's show, by the way, is called Haunted State. You can see it on Prime. He is one of four characters. Do you want to introduce your other characters, Todd, on the show? Or do they share your skepticism? Are some of them more skeptical, less skeptical?
Yeah. Michael Brown is the producer of the movie. Or the TV series, I should say. There were a couple of movies as well. And Ann Benson was part of the group as well. And it was an incredible group. These were people that kind of came together and all very skeptical, but we all had lost someone. Angela Brown is another person on the team. We lost family members. And so I think we all said to ourselves, I wonder what if. And the interesting thing is, like, right before we started filming, three of us had lost a parent. And you mentioned that the word purple came up. That individual, Angela, actually had her father come through at the lighthouse at Cana Island. That lighthouse was so important to her family, her mother, her father, and her dad's voice came out of the spirit box, this thing right here.
What the heck?
And said her name. It said Angela. And from that point on, the conversations with him didn't stop. one of the things that she's very skeptical. Her father was a believer, and he gave her a certain phrase that if he ever passed away, he would come back and say it so that she knew it was him. And in the final episode of this particular series, it comes through. And it's something you would not believe.
Wow.
It just couldn't happen. Just so you know, if I ever pass away and you're investigating, my death word is pumpernickel. And I chose that because I like the bread, but it's also four syllables. So that gives some credence to, you know, my word.
Okay. So mine is marble rye.
There you go.
We have this connection now. Like,
yep.
I already felt
the bread connection. Yep.
The bread connection. Tell us about that episode, Todd, because lighthouses lend themselves to these kind of situations, don't they? And I love that that is an old, what is it, from like 1969? It's in Door County. Is Door County just haunted?
Yes.
A lot going on there, huh?
Well, you have to a couple of things to think about that. There is thought process and theory that stone, certain kinds of stone, hold on to energy. And a lot of that is all rock formations and stuff that that part of the state sits on. Of course, Washington Island is mostly rock. And then you've got the movement of the water there. You know, that's creating energy. Water creates energy, the movement of it and all that kind of stuff. So I truly believe that Door County has a lot going on. Lighthouses, think of the history of those locations, the families and the men and women who kept those things going 24 hours a day all those years. It was really hard work. They were out in the middle of nowhere. Shipwrecks around those areas, I think they're ripe, prime locations.
So many shipwrecks too, right? Like
Absolutely, when
Frank was on, he was talking about Death's Door, and there are shipwrecks upon shipwrecks. Like, there's nowhere else for the boats to go. They sink on other ships, literally, in some cases.
That is exactly right. So you've got death, you've got strife, you've got hardships. A lot of families that worked at lighthouses, there were family deaths because of sickness. It wasn't easy to get medical attention out there. It's crazy.
So if people are listening right now and want to go check out Haunted State, and you know how it is in the show business, you get one opportunity to hook them. What episode should they watch of that first season of 8 episodes?
I think the Keeper's Light, I think it's called, with the lighthouse.
Candle Lighthouse.
Is a great episode. Yep.
Okay.
But I will say episode one takes you right up to Washington Island.
I think that's the first one I watched.
That's the first one. And I will tell you that each one of us went home after that investigation a different person.
No kidding.
Because not only did some stuff actually happen that we experienced, but I truly feel like some stuff followed us home after being there. So we didn't talk about it. You know, it's one of those things where something happens and you don't say anything because you think you're crazy.
Right,
and then down the road, you guys all get together and you're telling stories and you're like, oh my God, I had the same experience. Oh my goodness, that happened to me. Why didn't I say something? So, and if you ever get a chance to go to Washington Island, go.
Water freaks me out in general.
Me too. I that would be the worst death in the world.
Absolutely.
To me. Drowning. Yeah. So I'm afraid of it as well.
And I don't know if this has any significance, but now that you say that, I've been to Fayette, the ghost town up in the UP. If you go up, I don't know if you've been there, Highway 2, and then you go down the peninsula. Fayette is on the same, if the water wasn't so deep, they would connect. Door County and that part of Upper Michigan would connect.
Right. But
as a result, the bay opens up and that's how you get in. So that whole area creeps me out. And there's something about the Great Lakes I just find creepy sometimes. If you're out too far.
Again, there's that energy there, right? All those ships, all those men lost. And yeah, absolutely.
So some more, Michael Anthony says, I cast spells. He also says, Todd, I love you, brother.
All right.
He says 8 is the best. Episode 8.
All right. 8. Okay. He would know. He's the guy who produced and directed.
Oh, is that
thing.
Michael Brown?
That is Michael Brown.
Oh, I know Michael Brown. Okay.
So let me say this about, I cast spells. We ran into a situation, and I think anybody who investigates will probably say this. Humans are actually scarier than ghosts. Humans are just always scarier than ghosts.
I can believe that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd, can you stick around for a few?
Yeah, I can.
I've only got 7,000 more questions, so, all right.
Great, let's get to them.
Coming up at 8:30, Wendy Schneider will be here. Her movie premieres next Friday. Right now, we've got Todd Michael's Daring talking to us about the paranormal, and it's only going to get better coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.